Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Carmen Braga, who's a confidence coach and an author, guiding women to tap into their power and passion for life. Carmen joins us from Sherwood Park near Edmonton, Alberta. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Trish.
You know, I really have been waiting for our conversation for most of the morning, because when I read your guest blog, I thought what would be really cool is for you to share with us the thoughts that you have on listening to your intuition and following your great idea. Because, you know, I think what all of us have had a light bulb moment from time to time in our careers that may take us on a totally different path. And I know that you work with folks sort of helping them navigate those particular times in their life. So tell us a little bit about how that works for you and the folks that you work with.
Well, for me, it was, prior to 15 years ago, my life was a mess. And it was a lot of abuse, a lot of addictions, and I was just in the deepest, darkest hole. I kept on attracting abusive relationships to myself, and I became an alcoholic, was a heavy smoker, and I was just not in a good place at all, period. And one day I quite literally had a divine intervention happen. And at that time, I didn't grow up with any religious beliefs or anything. Like, I didn't have any of that. So I didn't even know who these were.
What was happening?
Yeah, it was totally new to me. But and I actually had to Google their names because I didn't know who these archangels were that came in to quite literally save my life. They really did. And I was so curious. Thank God for my curiosity, because I wanted to dive into that and find out more. Who are you? Why are you here? And they were so gentle yet strong in how, you know, I had to make a decision to change my life, because the way it was going was not good. And once I made that decision to change my life and I committed to that, and for me, the biggest thing was quitting drinking and smoking. And I took 2 weeks off work at the time and quit both cold turkey and hallucinated and cried for the first 4 days. But after that, it was good. I actually felt, for the first time in my life, I felt empowered. And because I committed to myself and I followed through on that commitment, holy smokes, did they ever work quickly. It was so fast. My life changed just one after the other after the other. There were so many things that started coming to me. There were so many doors that started opening for me. And I was absolutely blown away. Like, my life changed complete 360 when they came in.
You know what's and amazing is I love the fact that you're so resilient.
Well, you have to be if you want to survive, I guess. But yeah, but no, it was just these last 15 years, they've been my teachers. They've taught me absolutely everything that I actually help clients with now.
So I guess one of the things that would be really interesting for our viewing and listening audience, obviously, is that, you know, you give people an opportunity to really tap into their inner voice and and clearly sort of articulate some of those things that we've been thinking of, or, you know, there's always signposts that are available to us throughout our own life's journey. And it's just sort of recognizing and taking a chance to take that deep breath and listen to what the voices or the messages that we're receiving from folks. Now, you know, as a result of that story, I know that one of the things that you've done is you wrote a book called The Infinite Power to Heal, and you co-authored that with someone that you've collaborated with. Tell me a little bit about that collaboration experience, because, you know, when you visit your website and you take a look at your story in our guest blog, you see that, you know, there's so much passion and resilience and encouragement there for other people to step into their own power. So tell me a little bit about the book and the premise for the book and how you partnered with Hazel.
Well, that book came about. It's actually my publisher, because I have my own book that's actually being published right now.
Great.
And she's in Australia. And this was her mom and I were actually talking one day and sharing our own experiences of how we came out of certain things. And I said to her, I said, you know, this would make a really good book. You should tell Emily about it. And so she did. And a few weeks later, Emily came back because she owned a publishing company. And she said, yeah, let's do this. And then Hazel and I worked together. We're co-owners of Healing Heart Center here in Sherwood Park.
Right.
And so she came on board with her stories, and another lady that we know is in there as well. But there's people from all over the world in that book sharing how they healed themselves, how they helped themselves through their journeys. And it's extraordinary.
It is really extraordinary. And I love that you use the word extraordinary, because, you know, I often say we're just ordinary people. And sometimes we get to do extraordinary things, right? Mm-hmm. We get to step outside our comfort zone and help other folks on their own journey. Now, one of the things that I noticed is you have like a Q&A podcast that you and Hazel do, where you answer questions of some of your clients and colleagues. And so tell us a little bit about how that came to be, because, you know, what started as a really great idea to help empower other people has really morphed into a book, into a podcast. So it's really taken on a life of its own. So tell us a little bit about the podcast.
Well, that's actually, it's a local to here to Sherwood Park in Edmonton area, and it's called TVU. And he actually interviewed me back in April, and he said he knew then that he wanted to do something with me, but wasn't sure what.
Yeah.
And then came back a couple months later and said, "How would you like to have your own show?"
Wow.
And so I said, "Yeah, sure." And the funny thing is, Hazel and I both, we were so new to doing lives and stuff, like really new and terrified.
I can relate.
Oh my God. So that was really another jumping off point that helped us to put ourselves out there and to get more easy with the camera and working with that and doing lives in our group in Facebook and things like that. And so it's been a learning experience, because we're not techy people at all.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, to your point about technology and how we're all sort of stepping into these wonderful platforms where, you know, here I am in Toronto and there you are, you know, right near close to Edmonton. And so we're miles and miles apart. And yet, you know, I feel like you're sitting here in my living room and we're having this wonderful conversation. So tell me, you know, for the folks that may be thinking of starting a podcast, because let's face it, there's lots of folks who are doing some sort of live connection, whether it be just by voice or doing what we're doing today, where we're including the audio portion of it. If someone was to come to you and say, "Okay, Carmen, I'm thinking of doing this, and can you give me a tip on how I overcome sort of the fear of being in front of the camera?" To give folks an idea of maybe one of the things that you and Hazel do together as a, you know, a confidence booster just before you go live.
Well, one thing it helped. Because I do lives all the time on my own within my groups and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it really helps to have another person to talk to.
Yeah.
So you have that two-way conversation if possible. Right. If that's not possible, if you're doing it on your own, I would say just imagine that you have somebody sitting in front of you that you're just having a conversation with them. Right. And that's kind of how I had to approach it, was this is a client sitting in front of me and I'm talking to them. Right. How would I do that? And I try to take the background out of it. So
that's very good advice, actually. That's really wonderful.
Intimidating.
Yeah, it can be very intimidating. I can totally relate, because I was in the same situation. I didn't start this podcast series until, you know, till March. And I was, you know, presented with this opportunity where I said, okay, now how can we amplify the success of the people who are participating in the guest blog? And I thought, you know, a wonderful way would be to introduce you folks and give you a chance to sort of talk, increase your visibility quite literally by being in an opportunity where you could talk about your story in addition to writing it. And it was a huge leap of faith for me, because like you, I was afraid of the technology. I'd never done it before. And mm-hmm. we kind of have to teach each other as we go along, right? To build our confidence for sure.
Yeah. So, well, and you have to remember, pretty much everybody's in the same boat.
Yes. Yeah, that's very true. So we're a little forgiving of each other, right?
Exactly. Have compassion.
Yes, for sure. So one of the things that we do in the guest blog is we end each conversation with three words of advice. And in your story that you shared, your three words are never give up. So tell us a little bit about why you feel those words are so important.
Well, basically, I wouldn't be here today if I had. Because I was at a point where I was ready to give up, and I seriously considered ending it all, and it's just, I just, because of all the abusive relationships and such, I didn't know who I was, and I was quite literally a shell of who I am today back then. And that's, when they came in, that was kind of, it gave me that strength, that power within myself. It showed me that I had that within myself and that I could come out of that darkness. And not only me coming out of it, help other people to do the same thing. And that's what spurred me on. It was like, kind of had a little vision of, wow, I could actually take my life somewhere. And at that time, I didn't know that. So yeah, for me, never give up means saving my life. That's what it meant for me.
I really want to thank you, Carmen. I'm so, so thrilled that you've taken this opportunity to start with a little, a great idea that started with a little seed, and now it's grown into something that's mm-hmm. really taking on a life of its own and giving you an opportunity to really have an impact on the folks that you work with individually, and also I'm sure in your live chat series where you have a chance to sort of connect with numbers mm-hmm. of people at the same time. So thank you so much for spending some time with me today. And to our viewing and listening audience, I certainly hope you enjoyed a glimpse into the person behind the logo in this edition of Keeping It Real. Thank you.
Thank you, Trish. I appreciate being on.